This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 347 for Tuesday, April 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures turned lower on Tuesday morning, being unable to retain the increases in the old crop contracts. The most heavily traded July contract loses $1.70 at $667 per ton, while new crop November pulls back $3.30 at $645 per ton. The Canadian oilseed continues to reap support from bullish technical signals, with the July contract remaining well above its moving averages. Also, tightening old crop supplies will lead to price rationing. There's additional support from higher European rapeseed, but declines in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil are putting pressure on canola values. Very slight upticks in crude oil are offering little direction to the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 72.06 U.S. cents. Reports say China is apparently directing the country's airlines to not place orders for Boeing jets. That's putting pressure on the soy complex and corn in Chicago. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its second crop progress report of this year, with soybeans making their first appearance at 2% planted as of April 13th and on par with the five-year average. Corn planted doubles to 4% complete, a point shy of the early average pace. Winter wheat headed climbs 3 points at 8% and on par with the average pace. The crop rate's 47% good to excellent countrywide, dipping 1 point from a week ago. Spring wheat planted progresses 4 points at 7% in the ground and on par with the pace. The USDA announces a private sale for 110,000 tons of old crop corn to Portugal. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association will release its March report later this morning. The average trade guess pegs last month's soybean crush at 197.6 million bushels, with soy oil stocks at 1.62 billion pounds. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The July contract gives up 9 cents at $10.41 per bushel. July soy oil is unchanged at 46.85 cents per pound. July soy meal drops $4 at $299.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, July corn dips a penny at $4.91.5 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July forfeits 4 cents at $5.57. Kansas City July subtracts 5 cents at $5.65.5. And Minneapolis July slips 2 cents at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.